This next poem features an actual poet who died right before the Second World War in Japan. His name is Santoka, and he is probably the second most respected of the modern haiku poets after Shiki. Santoka, having visited the station and seen them offloading soldiers' cremains from China, finished life on his own terms, October 1940, after decades spent trying to die. Fell asleep as usual, drunk, and never again witnessed the tea blossoms of dawn, or what Japan summoned onto its own turf. Sake, his favorite koan, got him in trouble, and then got him out before the bent nail of his personality was pounded flat. He left behind that image of Mom's self-drowned body, retrieved from the family well when Santoka was 11, left his poems, and sake is still here for whoever wants it.